in the Maisa of the Machloikis of Koirach, a lot of different issues and complications. But when the Torah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard what was going on, that they came to be chilek on his apportionment of the responsibilities, the Aaron himself. So, Vayishma Moshe, Vayipal al ponov. That's what the Torah says. Moshe Rabbeinu responded with this Yipal al ponov, and different mahalchim in terms of what he was doing, why it happened, what exactly is going on there. Chazal say, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Vayishma Moshe Vayipal al ponov, Mashmu Ashoma, what did he hear? Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shechoshduhu Be'eshes Ish. That they were choshed him on being over the sin of it with Eshes Ish, and Emma, Vayikanu Le Moshe Ba'machane. Melamed, Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Melamed, Shechol Echot Ve'echot Kini Es Ish Toimi Moshe. Everybody made kinui to his wife. Altistery in Pliny, that's what kinui is, says don't have yichud with Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody did a Moshe Yikach, and then Shenemar Moshe Yikach es oil v'not alo michutz lamachane, and we see that Moshe Rabbeinu moved michutz lamachane because he wanted to avoid this whole shad. He's not around anyway. But I mean, that in itself is something that's just mind-boggling. That it really does. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that brought them the Torah at Har Sinai. They heard Anoichi v'lo yilecho. Seems the rest they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them loisinov. Moshe Rabbeinu was the indirect communication with Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chol beis sinem on who peh adaber boy. That shayach who Moshe Rabbeinu was, and they recognized that and realized that, but it seems that machlokes can lead to such a craze, can so corrupt and twist the minds of even the greatest people. I mean, they were the giants of history. They were not shayach who they were. They're godless, but yet on some level, They got so confused in this machlekes that they really, I mean, it seems they were choshe, they did. They were mekane their wives, that's a fact. Moshe Rabbeinu moved out of Michutz Lamachane, that's a fact. That it can come to such a thing, such a warped, such a twisted, such a ridiculous, such a, not shayach, but machlekes, once they start, machlekes, and this, they had a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, they thought he was acting on his own, whatever they thought, whatever they really thought, whatever they did, Abba Lemaisa, that's what machlekes can do. And we see how terrible machlekes is. The next year, the Rosh Yeshiva used to say years ago, from the very old days, the Gemara says here, Vayokam Moshe Vayelech El Dosan Vavirom. Moshe got up, and he went to Dosan Vavirom to try to soothe the machlekes. Omer Resh Lakish, Mikan She Machzik B'machlekes. That from here you see that you shouldn't be machzik, you cannot sustain, you cannot be allow the continuing of machlekes. So, and then the Gemara continues and says, the Omar Rav, it's connected to Omar Rav, call a machz machlekes, over belav shenem lo siyek kekorach v'hadosoy. So the Rashi point, Moshe Rabbeinu was the manig Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the accepted leader. Moshe Rabbeinu had a status. Moshe Rabbeinu had a COVID. Moshe Rabbeinu had to conduct himself with a certain level of nisius. And yet, not only did he not call them to him to end the machlekes, but vayokom Moshe vayelech el dosam vavirum. Had Moshe Rabbeinu stood on ceremony, had he summoned Dosam Avirum to come to him in order to convince them not to engage or not to maintain this machlekes, he would have been over lo yisia kekorech v'chadosoi. Moshe Rabbeinu, the manik, who has every right to say Dosam Avirum, please bring them to me. I want to discuss this important matter with them. had he not gotten up himself to go, he would have been over the love of Lo Yisia Kikorach V'chadosoy. So see the extent to which we have to avoid machlekes. Machlekes is the worst thing in the world. It's not shaykh. Lo Yimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah says, at the end of Shas Uktzin, the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah, Lo Yimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brocha Bo Elomoy Ela HaSholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't found in his world a kli to hold brocha. Otherwise, if you don't have a kli to hold a lot of things, they just fall away. Ela hasholem. Without sholem, there's no brocha, there's nothing. There's all the brochas that we have are only held by the sholem. Maybe that's why sholem is the last bakosha in Shmoneh Esrei. All the other brochas should have some kli to be machzik, to hold them. Otherwise, everything gets lost. So it's a terrible, terrible thing. Yet we find that the Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's in small print, it says, this is Rabbeinu Bechaya, has a very interesting take on the Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Alponov. Loikol al-Bazei Aaron, sheyoymar Vayiplu. He did not include Aaron in this, that he said Vayiplu, they fell. No, only Moshe. Vizeh legoydel anvesonuso umusoroi, the fishoy ika machlek salkunose. This Aaron didn't fall, didn't respond this way to the shmua of this machlekes because of his anova, because of his musar, because he was the main object of, he says, shehoyo ika hamachlekes al kuhunosei. That was the ika machlekes. They wanted also, they were Levium and they wanted this kuhuna, and that was the ika of the machlekes. So Memela Aaron stayed out of it because of his anova. He wasn't going to respond personally to an attack which was beikar on him. He saw the insult, the embarrassment to his brother, that they're coming fighting against and insinuating that this is not legitimate, it wasn't Hashem appointed him, and this was self-appointed, this was his brother appointed, this was, how do you call it?
Nepotism,
and he had this rachmonis, he felt this pain for Aaron's covered. Ulafikach nofal alponov hulavadui, and therefore he did it by himself. He was nofal alponov hulavadui. So it seems that the Gemara says that it was. The machlekes, and the specifically in the machlekes, because of the fact that they were accusing him of niuf of eshes ish, but over here it sounds like that when push came to shove with the entirety of the machlekes, that really Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron didn't fall. It was taka what to be concerned about because a terrible thing was going on. And Moshe, when he saw the elbowing of a chasal kvoid lefikach nofal al ponav ulevadoi. Then he continues, "V'ulai b'nefilas apayim zehenish Moshe likoyrach ulchol adosoi." That through nefilas apayim, that was like, you know, when he falls down and he asks Hashem, "Umikan lomad Rabbi Elazar shehenish Rabban Gamliel b'nefilas apayim." That nefilas apayim is this tchina that's done b'nefilas apayim is like a tchina that Hashem should take care of the enemy, should take care of those that are making trouble. But it sounds like that this was the factor that influenced him to respond this way. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, here you have this machlekes going on, and he's personally being assaulted, and it's the chilul Hashem that's going on, and Moshe Rabbeinu feeling the pain of what machlekes is going to do. Machlekes destroys Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to end the machlekes by going to Dosan Bavirim by himself, and it certainly was like the most tragic of things. But here's Moshe Rabbeinu now, and he's hearing this, all these shmuas, what's going on, what Korach and what his chevra are saying there. And Moshe Rabbeinu is now thinking, he says, you know, Aaron, I understand. Aaron didn't do it, but you know, I'm falling down. I'm responding to the elbowing of Aaron, that they're speaking against Aaron. So much is going on here. I would suggest, I would have thought, that this is almost like insignificant. Like, there's a machlekes against Hashem. There's a machlekes against the directives that Hashem has given. There's a destruction of Klal Yisrael. There's tainus going on Mesh Rabbeinu that he was, that they were all mekana their wives against Mesh Rabbeinu because of his accused, alleged involvement with Eishes Ish. And yet Mesh Rabbeinu is falling down, and it sounds like what he's doing here is he's chas on the covert of Aaron, that Aaron is being inside. This is, I would have thought that this got lost in everything else, in the tragedy, in the danger, in the chilul Hashem, in everything that's going on, in the personal accusation that Mesh Rabbeinu is engaged in znus. And yet this is I don't know if it's the whole reason that he fell. But Chazal say that it was the other thing; it was everything together. But this seems to be on his mind right now at this moment, that Aaron can't do this because of his personal anova. But I have to be chazal kvoidoy. I have to maybe continue to act that way. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, on a certain level, also had anova that he shouldn't because he was also involved. I don't know. This is a major cheshbon at a time when so much devastation is going on. And I think that there's a very simple sign here of gadlus, of das Torah, of hanhogu lefi derech haTorah. And that is that every nekuda is significant. There's no such thing as that we have this Chilul Hashem going on, and therefore this more minor, or what would appear to be a more minor situation, although it's very serious, it's Elbein Shel Ochiv, Abba Lamaisa, that everything is significant, and nothing is too insignificant, and nothing is too small, and even if the overriding issue is so overwhelming that we're talking about mamish destruction and chilul Hashem and the worst of the worst, undermining the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. But lemaisa, there's a bein olam chaveiro there too, albeit maybe a serious bein olam chaveiro. But whatever it may be, that Moshe Rabbeinu is maybe beikar, maybe also, but responding to that, because nothing gets lost in the Torah's plan for human sensitivity. And just because, and very often, you know, we're involved, we do it the other way. We're involved in Kiddush Hashem, we're involved in big things. So maybe I was told, I can't vouch for it, so maybe I really shouldn't say it publicly, but I was told that there was a tshuva from Reb Moshe, that was in writing, I assume, that said that when a bar mitzvah boy leans, that you're not supposed to correct him. Bar mitzvah boys make mistakes. He says you're not supposed to correct him, because he says like this: Kriyas haTorah is at best a takonas chachomim. He says mal b'pnei chaver barabim is a deraisa. He says he gets embarrassed. Maybe, you know, Balkoira, that's his job. He knows, he corrected me. And he doesn't make as many mistakes as a bar mitzvah boy usually makes. But a bar mitzvah boy, mamish, embarrass him. And he says, and therefore, you're not allowed to correct. I was haste, kriyas haTorah. What if, you see the way they correct the Balkoira, it's very serious. You know, everybody screams out, and hayitochen. And if cholil, if there's a word that's not written properly, or there's a slit in the word, the Sefer Torah is posel, it was so makbid and all the deiris, and that's taka how the Torah survived intact by all this public reading. So you don't forget, no matter how important and no matter how frum we are, I must be yoitzer kriyas haTorah, and I, how could it be? And I wasn't yoitzer, I wasn't this, and those are all very important. The sensitivity, feeling that sensitivity. And here with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not that he was going to be mevaze Aaron, it doesn't sound like that, but chas al kvidoy. Sounds like a response to the bizoyan that's going to Aaron, and he feels that pain, and feeling that sensitivity is critical, even if it's in the midst of the most serious and overwhelming and earth-shattering issues.